Right, we'll get some reaction then. The manager is making his way to us on a bitterly cold night here on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Gary, it's a defeat tonight, but you've got to be proud of the players tonight. They fought for everything and we probably should have taken something tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I was really pleased with how they, they stuck at it. And Luton are a very good team. They're top of the table for a reason. You look at the players that they didn't bring on. That shows you the strength and depth. And then we had a good go. The only disappointing thing is I think we just didn't have enough in the final third to work the goalkeeper enough. You know, we had balls flash across the box. Hope Akpan shot second half. Knight Percival header first half. Well, he should have gone with his head, I think. From the well-worked corner.
And David
corner.
Ball was through and another day. He brings that down.
He's told me he got pulled back.
I think he did get an arm on his shoulder.
Yeah, he did. He said he got pulled back, which is a little bit disappointing because they're the bits of luck you need against top teams. But overall, like you say, the fans were with us all the way. And I said it on Saturday, if they give everything, then the fans stay with you. And, we've got to take that into the game on Saturday now. There's lots of positives in the defeat to take with us. And we've got to go and work very, very hard again on Saturday. But how I want us to play, that was somewhere nearer again, because I think that's the way to play football. And they enjoyed it. The players said themselves the way they went about it second half. And the fans got behind us and supported us,
Well, it says a lot, doesn't it, that we come off disappointed tonight?
Yeah.
Because they've not lost for half a season. It's 24 matches since they were beaten.
Yes, and I said in my pre-match interviews, it's a well-structured club, it's a well-run club. They've now got plans now to move into a new stadium, which is going to make them bigger and stronger again. And you look at the recruitment, that team there, the majority of them have, have probably been together for 3 years, and you see the benefits of that. And that's how I see football clubs should be run, and they're a good example of it. And it's something that obviously we've got to try and get to ourselves and work very hard on that. But our main focus now has got to be recovery and go again on Saturday at Oxford, when I'm sure, we'll have a good following again.
Yeah, the big talking point was the penalty in the second half. We got a good view of it.
Yeah, from you've got a better view than me, so go on.
It's a great view. It was a clear pull of the shirt. You could see it straight away. Yeah. Did you think that was the case?
Yeah, I did. He's clean
after
through.
What we saw on Saturday.
Yeah, it was probably too much of a foul then today, wasn't it? I see that he's clean through, and then the next minute he's on his backside. And so, I know it's a strong gale force wind tonight, but I didn't think it was that strong that it'd blow Borley over. So he did. He said, look, I was getting pulled.
Yeah, I was talking about the Knight Percival, the pull of the shirt.
I'll be honest, I didn't see that one. I'm unaware of that one.
Yeah. So we could add a couple. It's fine margins in football,
of course,
though, isn't it, Gary?
And listen, when you've got the momentum like Luton have, those things go for you. And then when you're down there like we are, they don't necessarily go for you. Hence, Saturday's decision against us. But I was pleased with the supporters and how they got behind us. I was pleased with the way that the players play. We've got to stay positive. I know it sounds a bit of a cliche, but there are things to take from that tonight that we can go and put into the game on Saturday.
Were you slightly tempted just to throw caution to the wind late on, sort of two strikers on, two off? We didn't know whether you were going to go for it or not.
Well, we just tried the two strikers on, two strikers off to just see if we could catch them out at the back with a bit of element of surprise, with a little bit of magic from Billy. And he nearly come on and scored ahead of straight away with his first touch. And then obviously with Amari's pace, it was just something different for him. And, it's not quite worked out for us, but very nearly did with Billy's header.
Yeah, we got two matches in, one defeat and one victory, but we've seen enough of the way you want to play and the intensity that you want your players to play at, I think, so far. And we're going to continue that now at Oxford.
Yeah, listen, coming off the back of the Portsmouth defeat and having these two games that we've had, people wouldn't have expected us to win one out of two. So we've not done bad. We've lost 1-0 at home to the top of the table, but we've taken a lot of positives from the two games. And we've got to then, like you say, go and make it count now on Saturday at Oxford.
Well, we're going to leave it there.
Thank
Unlucky
you.
Tonight, but
cheers.
Well done,
thank
Gary Boyer, for joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Disappointed, which says a lot.